Hello.
Hi, good evening. I'm Jesus, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. We're not selling anything and not asking you for a donation. It's basically just a few brief questions. Is this Mr. Israel Cordova?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
How many years? I'm going to say, let's see, to be exact. I'm going to say one year and about 5 months.
Okay, perfect. And what is your primary branch of trade? Refractory bricklayer, PCC restoration, bricklayer, marble mason, stone mason, cement mason?
Refractory.
Okay, refractory. All right. Now, on the last job you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
An apprentice.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any. Would you say 0 weeks, from 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks?
Oh, yeah, because let me see. Like the most I've gone without work will be like a month, because, you know, sometimes jobs get pushed back or I'm waiting on a certain for a certain company and then they're getting pushed back. But yeah, like a month, you
can
say.
Okay. Now, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Like right now, it's pretty busy. It's been pretty busy everywhere, like at least in refractory, there's a lot of work right now. It just started like everywhere, like all over California. So it's pretty busy this year.
Okay. So you would say more construction jobs than
yes.
Okay. Now, do you get a sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Let's see. Last year, boom, boom, boom. Around this time, I'm going to say there are a lot more around this time, like this year, around this time. Last year, it was like a little less, but yeah, this year is pretty busy right now.
Okay. Okay, that's great. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yes. Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Can you explain what a steward is? I'm sorry. Can you? I just don't
know
at the moment.
Yeah, no problem. A steward is like kind of like an overseer, basically.
Okay. Overseer.
Basically, Well, you kind of need to explain the advantage. What they do is they explain the advantages to the employees. You know, they kind of, you know, explain like the benefits to the employees in the union.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I probably get that more at the local,
like a
at the union
like a
hall.
Spokesperson, mm-hmm. Like a spokesperson, pretty much.
Yeah, we get. I mean, so you're saying if we get it at the job site?
Yeah, like if and like if you know, if you were like during the last year where you worked, if there was ever like a spokesperson on any of the jobs which you did in the last 12 months.
Oh, that talks to you about the bit about the benefits, like mm-hmm. the health benefits and all that, or
yeah, it's general. It's like a spokesperson for the union.
At the job site, like that I recall, no, because,
okay.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
Okay, all right. Now, okay, no, all right. And, have you, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a steward by the union, sort of like a spokesperson?
No, not really. I'm an apprentice right now. I've never been.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Never been.
Now, okay. Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked, did you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I believe it's, I was reading it the other day. I think I should know this, but because it's like we are a union, right? So
Right.
I believe it's is it federal?
If you don't know, that's okay. It's just, you know, generally, you know, if the last job that you worked on, you know, if it was funded by one of those. But if you don't know, that's a perfectly good answer as well.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I think right now I don't know exactly, but I know I always assume like if it's a union, like all the union jobs are somewhat federal. But yeah, I'm going to say I'm not sure.
Okay. No, that's perfect. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
In the future, I'm gonna hope there's more, but I was in a meeting about few months ago saying that like jobs will slow down in the future like 2025
mm-hmm.
and they were looking like for a plan for all the union workers and all the bricklayers, you know, but that's just from what I heard. But Refractory looks pretty busy, but like the block and the brick outside
mm-hmm.
is gonna get slow.
Okay. All right. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, worse, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get better.
Okay. Now, just switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site. Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, fallen objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns because we go through, we have meetings every day before work, and
okay,
we're, a lot of the safety and the hazards are, mm-hmm. are talked about every day, and, mm-hmm. you know, so I don't,
okay.
there's hazards, but, you know, I don't feel like there's, I don't
not a real concern.
About it. Yeah, it's not a real concern, but we are aware of the hazards at the job site. So we try to like reduce, mm-hmm. as we work, we try to reduce all the hazards and
okay.
avoid any myths. Yeah.
Okay, completely understand. Now, have you attended, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. And was it in person or was it online?
It was in person the last time I was there.
Okay, perfect. For each of the following, if you can tell me if you participated in any of these activities in the past 12 months, picketing?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, was that, did you say?
Picketing?
Are you saying picketing or?
Yeah, like picketing with a P for Peter. Picketing.
No.
Okay. How about union organizing?
Like if I volunteered for this, no.
Yes. And how about political canvassing?
Oh no.
Okay. Perfect. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, which say never, occasionally, or regularly?
Not in the last 12 months, I did not see a representative because we travel so far.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm here in Southern California, but the job might be out there in Northern California or Arizona.
Okay.
So there's really no way. But like about, let's say maybe 18 months before from, I did see a representative out there at a job site because it was here. It was like an hour away from my house.
Okay. All right. So, you would say never or occasionally that you would have a representative visit the project.
From my experience, I did see a representative at a job, from my experience, so I assume they do visit more often. But from my, I've only seen them once.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, if you can help me please rank like the following news sources, like from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Rank those resources from 1 to 5, 1 being the source you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from. Cable news, how would you rate that from 1 to 5?
Cable news, that's on TV?
Yes.
Oh. And this is according to what,
this would be how you most likely get your news from.
News, I'm sorry, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, cable news?
Mm-hmm. From 1 to 5,
yeah.
5 would be like the least likely you get your news from.
Okay. All right. That's because TV, but like actual cable news. Yeah, that's a 5.
Okay. How about the internet or social media?
Oh yeah, that's 1.
Okay. How about print or online newspapers?
Newspapers, it's a five.
Okay. How about local TV news programming?
It's a five.
Okay. How about the radio?
It's a five.
Okay. And how about friends and neighbors?
That's like a two.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, immigration, jobs and the economy, healthcare, education, the environment, foreign policy, or something else?
Just jobs.
Okay, jobs and the economy. Okay. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Oh, no, not at the moment. I have not.
Okay. So, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Just a few more questions. I really appreciate it. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, the Democratic.
Okay. Now, as you may know, also, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, they're currently on strike against GM, Ford, Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers, the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Okay, so you said who do I support more? The auto workers, GM? Or?
Yeah, if you support more the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis.
I'm going to say the workers.
Okay. All right. Now, there's a brief list here. If you can help me, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job that Joe Biden has done with each one of these topics, okay? Now, you can select strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. So this is in regards to how you approve of Joe Biden with each one of these. The first one is his job as president overall.
Him as president, I mean, stuff has gone really bad with the economy. Like, prices are up to the roof. There's inflation. I mean, I don't know if he's to blame. What's the one in the, I mean, I can't be neutral, can I?
Yeah, you can either be, you know, neither approve nor disapprove, or you don't know. So, okay. All right. How about with foreign affairs? How do you think Joe Biden has done with foreign affairs?
Well, I see that we're going through some financial crisis over here, and I don't know, he keeps sending money out to the foreigners, so I don't know. I kind of approve it. I just, you know, I just feel we have a lot of issues here at home, but.
Okay.
That's all.
So, somewhat approve, okay. How about, you just mentioned that too, how about the economy? Would you strongly approve or disapprove or strong approved somewhat or strongly approved?
Oh yeah, no, I have to disapprove for everybody.
All right.
For everybody.
Would you say strongly or somewhat disapproved?
Strongly.
Okay. Strongly disapprove, right? Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. How about immigration? How do you think Joe Biden has done with immigration? Do you approve or disapprove?
If I approve or disapprove, man, these are some tough questions right here.
Well, you can go in the middle. You can go in the middle. Like, you get strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or if you feel neutral, you can either, you know, neither approve nor disapprove.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. They're interesting, though. They're very interesting questions. Because, you know, I mean, my parents, you know, were immigrants when they got here. You know that I was born here. But, like, I don't want to, like, you know, just,
bad
comment about all the immigrants coming in, but, but I know he's been, like, they've been coming in, a lot of, you know, I mean, man, crazy, but, like, how do you, like, approve and not approve? I don't know, you know what I mean? Like,
I got you.
It's really tough.
Well, if you have a neutral opinion, you can certainly pick neither approve nor disapprove. I completely understand that. Now, the next one is support for labor unions.
Oh, like if I'm really not sure about what kind of support he's done. I'm not aware of it.
Okay. That's a perfectly fair answer. How about health care? Do you approve, disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve?
Health care, I think I approve of the health care. Yeah.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Perfect. Now, we're just about done here. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Okay, Congress. I approve, even though they're always debating and almost getting to shut down and all that, but I approve.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or strongly approve?
I'm going to say somewhat.
Okay, perfect. Now, are you registered to vote?
At the moment, I'm not. I'm not registered, but yeah, I will be.
All right. Now, yes or no. Now, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Oh, yes. They talk about that during the meeting.
Okay. Perfect. Now, turning back to BAC. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Can you repeat that, the question?
Yes. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
That's excellent.
Okay, perfect. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'm going to say good.
Okay. All right. Now, just a couple more open-ended questions. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Union. Okay, the union represent.
Or how could it improve, like, the way, you know, its representation and the service?
Yeah, no, yeah, okay, let's see, because, I mean, because I think they're doing a good job, you know, because we go in to train every 3 months, and we're out there, you know, basically we represent the union, but let's see, to answer your question.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an open-ended question. That's very, very good information, actually. Thank you so much. Now, another open-ended question. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Like, what's the most important thing the union should be working on?
Just the future, like, you know, the future, the future for all the workers, and if there's the future, you know, just to look out for all the workers and make sure, you know, let's see. Yeah, basically okay. Just to
look out for all the workers.
Look out for all the workers, and I'm pretty sure they have a plan just in case things get bad. They always let us know when work is slow, and they're trying to give us a plan B if we go through a financial problems. But I think that's what they should focus on this year. I'm sorry if you said next year. You said or this year?
Yes, where it would be for the rest of this year and the next.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the best thing to do is to look out for the workers.
Okay.
Give us a heads up if things are going to be bad or anything in the future.
That's perfect. Thank you. All right. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? On the job site, union meetings, mail, text and SMS or email?
I'm going to say in the union meetings today, because we're allowed to log in through the phone. If we can't make it in person, we can watch it on our phone, or we can go in person. So
okay,
that's the best way.
Okay. Now, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Would you say never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four more times a year?
Yeah, four or more times a year.
Okay. All right. And I would like to ask you just a few final questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Okay. Let's see.
Independent, maybe, or other.
Yeah, I'm considered a Democrat, you know, but
okay.
Sometimes, you know, we vote for a Democrat and then I don't know, they end up just not doing what they said, you know, like we vote for them for a reason and then they don't end up coming through with their promises, and then the gases are going up, bills are going up, insurances and everything, and taxes are changing, so but I guess I'm considered a Democrat, you know. I'm
Okay.
I don't have enough money to be a Republican.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Now, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong one.
Okay. All right.
Not a very strong one, only because I'm not that much into politics, but
okay,
that's the only reason.
Okay. Okay. Now, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
Hispanic.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
Finally, strictly just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Israel.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, Israel, this concludes our survey. I know you're busy, so I want to take the time to thank you so much for helping me out this evening. It does help us get a bigger picture of everyone's opinion, okay? So thank you so much, Israel. And I want to wish you a great rest of the evening.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
Thank you. Take care, Israel. Have a great week.
Thanks for the call, sir. Yes. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.